Now, Gordon McIntyre Kemp is the chief executive of Business for Scotland, which is a pro-independence for Scotland business organisation. But, Gordon, you've been pretty critical of Derek Mackay's budget. Why so?
Well, there's two things, really, Alex. First of all, they're raising income tax, which I'm not necessarily against for the principle of raising income tax in order to pay for better services, but I don't think it's really necessary. For two reasons, especially across the whole of the United Kingdom. First of all, in Scotland, it's going to raise £164 million. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, and if you've just won it on the lottery, it is a lot of money, but it's a rounding error in terms of Scotland's national accounts. And if you raise income tax, you've got to then prove what you've spent it on. They're not going to, with £164 million extra, be able to manifestly improve public services. And that means they're probably going to be in trouble when they come to the next election and the Tories say the highest taxed part of the United Kingdom without any real benefit that they can show for that. As far as the rest of the United Kingdom go, well, I don't think we need to actually tax people more because, I mean, I'm going to use the Tax Justice Network's figures. They say there's £119 billion of corporate tax avoidance a year in the United Kingdom. So if the UK government collected even £10 billion of that, then it could raise public spending in across the rest of the UK by £9 billion, by £1 billion in Scotland, and we could end austerity. So I don't know why we're asking individuals to actually pay for better services when actually if large corporations are made to pay a fair level of tax, we don't need to tax individuals higher.
But these tax evasion, anti-evasion policies are not under Derek Mackay's control. They're under Philip Hammond's control, and he hasn't shown too much enthusiasm for doing anything about them. So in the context that Derek Mackay has to deal with, he wants to raise, and he says the various changes in income tax actually raise £350 million extra. But isn't that a fair sum to assert the principle that paying just a little bit more taxation, if you're comfortably off, is worth it if you can invest that money in public services?
It will all depend on what they're actually able to do with it. And there are some good things in the budget there. There's £600 million to deliver superfast broadband. Personally delighted to see the double increase in investment in cycling, etc. You know, so there are some good things in the budget there. I just don't think it's enough. If the SNP is going to move to the left, then they should actually do it. They should actually raise more money rather than just tinkering around at the edges here, raise enough to actually make a manifest difference. They could also bring in things such as, you know, sweeping land reform. A great deal of Scotland's land is actually owned by absentee landlords. So there's a left-wing policy that that would only tackle maybe a couple of hundred people, but would actually open up great opportunities for raising more taxation revenues to spend in Scotland. But
so you're a very interesting business person, Gordon. You're basically saying, keep your hands off income tax, but the land belongs to the people. This is an interesting combination to put forward.
Well, I'm not your usual business economist, but I think that essentially there is a situation here where if big business isn't paying their corporation tax, and as a result we have austerity, and then you ask individuals to pay, I think that if you're going to ask individuals to pay, you've also got to simultaneously, right across the UK, close those loopholes that actually force businesses to offshore, because they've got to deliver the best profitable return to their shareholders. And if their competition is offshoring, they've got to offshore as well. I think changing what's allowed would actually bring a lot more revenues, but the Westminster Tory government actually seems to think that avoiding or allowing taxes, encouraging even in some places taxes to be avoided, means that business will grow faster and create more revenue. But that just hasn't been happening. That whole mantra fell apart in 2007, and it's never actually worked since.
That's Gordon McIntyre Kemp, the chief executive of Business for Scotland.